Yeah, I got U.S. Murph checking in live from Dublin on the Aaron Judge situation. And Murph, I got to tell you the truth, bro. We opened up the phone lines today, Murph. We had to talk to some of the people. It's a dark day in the Bay. How you doing, man?
First of all, it's unbelievable to hear your guys' voices. Incredible Heartbreaker rejoin, by the way. That Stones was sounding good. As I stand outside of a pub, guys, called Fallon's.
Yeah, nice.
Fallon's.
Yeah, Fallon's.
I sent you guys a picture of this joint.
Okay,
dude,
let's
I walked in. It's freaking Christmas right up in this piece, bro.
Yeah.
It is a warm, cozy womb of pints and Christmas lights and pink faces and Irish accents, dude.
Good.
And just people bundled up, coming in from the cold, shivering off the cold, saying, "Bartender, 2 pints, please." Bro, I just had the deepest pull off of a pint, the richest, creamiest freaking pint. But I need it. I need it to carry this pint outside, dude.
Well, thank you.
Boys. Here's my thing.
Tell me.
I'm coming at you just two quick ways.
Tell me.
Waterboy is the only way I deal with this by saying, next pint.
Next pint. Perfect.
Oh, let me give you a cheese.
And don't stop, Murph. I need you drinking all day to deal with this.
Yeah, that's good, dude. Next pint.
Okay, next pint. The other one is, Polly, since you're going to go with the musical rejoins, bro.
Yeah.
Listen, I know they say you two are shite, but you and I still ride with them, right?
Totally.
So we can go with the mournful wail of "All I Want Is You"
Judge.
Or Polly, we kind of bounce back with a "With or Without You"?
Not bad.
With or without Judge. What do you think, dude?
Live with or without Judge. It's not bad, bro. It's not bad. No, you know what, Murph? We're doing what we do as Irishmen, right? We're kind of rallying around heartache songs and people that are suffering and dealing with sorrow. And I got to tell you, Murph, you don't even want to see the text line today, dude. There are threats of violence. I mean, the people are really...
No violence, baby. No violence.
No, I'm kidding.
Let's mourn peace. No, let's mourn peacefully in civil disobedience.
Well, we talked to Dwayne Kuiper. We talked to Kipe in Hawaii today, and he kind of took it like a champ. He rolled with it like a pro and everything. But the truth of the matter is, there are a lot of unhappy people around here, Murph. And I think that the disappointment this time, see, it's not like not getting Stanton. It's not like getting Bryce Harper. This one hurts more.
This is personal. The hometown kid. I was buying in, guys. You knew that. I was buying in. I said, you know what? There was a groundswell of energy.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, why are the Giants the only team that he's talking to? Why are the Giants the only team he's talking to? Now we come to find out. At least I did when I woke up in my jet-lagged haze. The frickin' Padres tried to stick their hand in the pie. Is that right, dude?
I saw that, Murph.
Yeah.
First of all, I do need to kind of – I'm steering all over the road because, I wanted to just hear your guys' voices, and, B, I want to get back inside for the pub and get my pint going again. But but Waterboy, what about the mixed emotions of a Waterboy going, "I got my boy back"?
I know.
What about that?
Well, Murph, here's the roller coaster of emotions, because as we talk about all the time, I grew up a Yankee fan, and I talk about how, like, they're my long-distance relationship. But here I work for KNBR. The Giants are my side team. So I was kind of in this weird.
Giants are his side piece.
Yeah, my side piece, exactly. So I was kind of in this like weird like win-win situation. But Murph, my emotions were an absolute roller coaster yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were following along on Twitter yesterday when John Heyman tweeted out that it appears that Aaron Judge is heading for the Giants.
Yeah, what the hell?
The back and forth. Did you catch any of that?
Arson Judge.
Shout out
Sam Houston for that Photoshop job he did of Aaron Judge's face at the scene of a fire.
Just lighting the world on fire. Dude, yeah, exactly. John Heyman spelling Aaron Judge's name wrong, calling him arson, and then lighting Twitter on fire. Yeah.
Hey. Waterboy, who's having a worse day, Giants fans or John Heyman?
Oh, I think it's got to be John Heyman, dude. This is bad, Murph.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Okay, so guys, remember, I listen, the lightly read Jock blog. I asked you guys a couple weeks ago. I said, what if he doesn't sign?
Right.
What if he doesn't sign? What do we do? What do we do? Well, and when I threw it out there, nobody wanted to live in that world.
Nope.
But we're going to have to. I don't know if there's a consolation prize. If I offer you Senga from Japan, yeah. Mitch Haniger,
I mean,
Brandon Nimmo, and Carlos Correa, is that a consolation prize? But yeah, they ain't going to land all those guys.
No, they're not. No, they're not, Murfin. I mean, I hope that they do. I asked Dwayne this too, Murfin. I said, listen, I think for the Giants right now, you got to get out there and snap up Carlos Rodon before the New York Yankees do. And Murph, you know, he's playing footsie with Boach now. Apparently, Boach is interested in Rodon as well. Well, I got Carlos out here with Gromsy.
Can you imagine? This thing, yeah, give me the rooster, baby. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
So we got
roosters in Texas, baby. Come on.
I don't think there's any way to fill this hole. I mean, well, I really don't.
Guys, the only problem, we're flirting with disaster here now. We're flirting with disaster. I thought Kenley Jansen just signed with the Red Sox.
He did.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying right now, like, yeah. We're flirting with disaster here, bro. Isn't that a rock and roll tune, Paulie? Flirting with disaster?
Shout out Molly Hatchet. Yeah.
Molly. I got to tell you guys, man, this pub I'm standing outside of is the most beautiful freaking pub. The brick building, the Christmas tree inside, this thing screams like 1870.
Oh, it's awesome.
The Guinness is like mother's milk. Bro, I'm going to go nurse at the teat.
Okay.
I'm going to go nurse at the teat.
Dude,
all right,
dude, sound so excited, man. It's great to hear you
this
like this.
This is fantastic. Yeah. And Murph, like, I'm picturing you like outside the pub right now, kind of like I'm picturing the Giants metaphorically being outside of the bar at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Looking for a 2 a.m. angel and just trying to see what's left on the market, Murph. Like, where do the Giants go from here, Murph?
Except for, as we know, Superfan usually got his 2 a.m. angel.
2 a.m.,
dude. Farhan getting 8 2 a.m. angels.
Now,
here's the difference between me and Farhan, bro. I have a creamy, tall pint waiting for me inside. Farhan's got Jack waiting for him right now.
Hey, if you could, Murph, do me a favor. Tweet out some picture of the pub. I want to see where you're hanging out today.
Oh, yeah. I will. In fact, I want to get Candace's attention. I wanted to get a picture of me talking to you guys on the phone outside of it. Because you guys would love it. It's gorgeous, man.
Maybe we'll
recreate it later, like the moon landing or something.
So, hey, Murph, listen, dude.
Dude, I couldn't be away from my boys on a day of tragedy like this.
No, I appreciate it.
On a day of heartbreak, and I just needed to reach out, man, because we're all feeling the pain. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to – you know what you do? Sometimes you got to drink one off.
You got to drink it off. Yeah.
I'm drinking it up. Paulie, it's 4:30 here. I just woke up from a jet lag nap. I'm on pint numero uno.
Yeah,
you guys literally got me on pint numero uno.
Yeah.
I'm about to wreck shop, guys. All right?
Hey, have a good time, Murph. God bless you. Thanks for calling in, too, man.
You guys.
Enjoy it. Right. We love you, Murph.
Talk to you guys later, bro.
All right, cheers. That's KNBR Murph right there.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band, like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.